good, what's good, what's good, Zimbabwe Muhle Lingali, Chonanjani, Mtswakato Muhle, Zimbabwe Muhle, Kwazwai, Muluwese, Arukupinda Pano, Pachirongwa Chendu, Chivichidiki, Mtswakato Muhle, Zimbabwe Muhle, if you're tuning in right now, welcome, 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 you're tuned in to Live Talk at The Connection, brought to you by Studio 7, Voice of America, Muria, Zimbabwe, on Tuesday, May 23, 2022. Mtswakato Muhle, Zimbabwe Muhle, I'm your host, Mike Obe. Once again, Zuluganda Mtswakazi Muhle, wonke umuntu ongenayo kuhlelo, siyakwamukela kuhlelo lwethu labasakhulayo, thina umgamtshela mtshongo wakhe lihlobo esipiki. Welcome, 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 Muriel Zimbabwe, to Live Talk, The Connection, Studio 7's very own youth program that targets tackling anything and everything youth-related. Once again, I'm your host, Mike Wobe, Muriel Zimbabwe, and we're coming to you from my apartment in Washington, D.C. Next, mtshongo wakhe lihlobo esipiki, namhlanje, tonight on Live Talk, The Connection, we're going to be focusing on early child marriages. Now, this is a practice that has been dominant in Zimbabwe's rural and poverty-stricken areas that experts say is ruining the lives of the girl child in Zimbabwe. So we're going to be turning to our panel's experts. We're going to be expounding on this and explaining how early child marriages is ruining the lives of young Zimbabweans. And, of course, what society can do to bring an end to early child marriages. Now, unfortunately, Muriel Zimbabwe, tonight's program is a pre-recorded broadcast. What that means is you, our loyal listeners, will not be able to tune in live as per usual. However, we still see your feedback and your interaction week in, week out. So, sithandukulibonga. For those that are still not sure about that, we are currently streaming this program on our two Facebook pages, Muriel Zimbabwe. That is being VOA Shona, VOA Ndebele, Danielago, VOA Studio 7. Now, for our YouTube fanatics, we'll also broadcast on YouTube as we speak. Muriel Zimbabwe at VOA Zimbabwe is our official page. That is at VOA Zimbabwe. Now, aside from radio, where we're also broadcasting as we speak, we're also available on our three web pages, that being www.voandebele.com, www.voashona.com, and of course, www.voazimbabwe.com. So, Lingakhohlwe Zulukandaba, for everybody that is watching this program as we speak, please, Lingakhohlwe, share lethu labasakhulayo. Do not forget to share the program so that we can watch the program in our numbers alongside your networks. And also remember to press the like button. Here on Live Talk at The Connection. And also feel free to put your comments in the comment section so that we get to see your interaction as we proceed with the program. Now, to kick off our program, Muriel Zimbabwe, as usual, an update on COVID-19. According to the most recent statistics released by Zimbabwe's Ministry of Health and Childcare, Zimbabwe has recorded 250,929 cumulative COVID-19 cases, 243,195 cumulative recoveries, and 5,496 cumulative deaths. Now, last night alone, 227 new cases were detected, 102 recoveries, and 1 death. When we talk about vaccinations against COVID-19, to date, 6,203,237 have taken their first dose of the COVID-19 vaccine, and 4,494,959 are fully vaccinated against the COVID-19 pandemic. So, Muriel Zimbabwe, these are the latest statistics released by the Ministry of Health and Childcare. Muriel Zimbabwe, wonke umuntu ongenayo kuhlelo, if you're joining us right now, you're tuned in to Live Talk, The Connection, uhlelo lethu labasakhulayo, njengoba hleli nje bethi, our youth program, that targets tackling anything and everything youth-related. Muriel Zimbabwe, Mtswakazi Muhle, I'm your host, Mike Obe. Yes, I was a woman. Shout out there to Mr. T. Darida. Swa. Inindi Darida. Just signal they're partnering up with Roots Africa after that COVID-19 a message. Mure Zimbabwe. So, just signal we are showing people who's Gezani Zanta in the COVID-19 ikona and Yavulala Zulugandaba. So, now to delve into tonight's program. Early child marriages in Zimbabwe. Now, as I mentioned earlier on, early child marriages in Zimbabwe, this has been a practice that has been going on for decades, predominantly in Zimbabwe's rural and poverty-stricken areas. Now, this is a pandemic that experts say drastically increased on the COVID-19 pandemic. As families faced poverty and hunger, they turned to marrying off their young girl children as a means of obtaining finances. But now, the Southern African Nation recently passed a law which criminalizes early child marriages. Now, this is a move that legislators and youth rights activists hope that this will be enough to curb early child marriages. More on this matter, let us head over to a recent report produced by a VOA correspondent in Zimbabwe, Columbus Mavunga.
19-year-old Pusha Nobula is from the Mbire area near Zimbabwe's border with Zambia and Mozambique. She says she was raped at 15 on her way from school, became pregnant, and then was forced to marry her attacker.
Our marriage was never my will. I was forced by my parents. I was very brilliant at school, and I was messed up by men.
Her case is not unusual, say children's advocates.
The major cause of child marriages here is that children walk long distances to school, some 12 or 13 kilometers each way. So a child ends up leaving school, and since there is nothing like training in woodwork or sewing, she ends up being married.
Advocates and non-profit groups are working with the government to reduce child marriage in Mbire in Mashonaland Central Province, where more than half the girls get married before they turn 18.
We are doing awareness campaigns at gatherings like these as one way to reduce the problem of child marriages. We do these campaigns with parents and girls, as well as teach them about their sexual and reproductive rights.
Traditional leaders are accused of promoting the practice or turning a blind eye to it. Chief Tsutsungo, a traditional leader here, says he's punishing parents who marry off their children by finding them.
You take a child to the hospital when a child falls sick. It's the child's right. So we meet regularly with parents, and also there are non-governmental groups doing awareness campaigns.
Legal experts say a new law criminalizing child marriage should help combat the problem.
There were gaps and loopholes that existed in terms of when exactly a person could contract into a marriage legally. So by extension, however, there is need for the Criminal Law and Codification Reform Act to introduce a clear law that stipulates child marriages as an offense and also introduces sentencing guidelines for perpetrators of child marriages.
Pusha Nobula is hoping other girls will not have to endure what she has. Those convicted under the new child marriage law face up to 10 years in prison, though advocates for children's rights are pushing for a harsher sentence. Columbus Mavunga for VOA News, Mbire, Zimbabwe.
Now, as mentioned in Mavunga's package, Zimbabwe's government has been very vocal against the early child marriages. Now, after the death of Anna Machaya last year, my colleague, Ustalegile Mhlanga, reached out to the Minister of Women, Honorable Sthembiso Mnyoni, to speak about early child marriages. Now, Honorable Mnyoni, in this conversation, highlights the works that her ministry is doing alongside the Ministry of Youth in ending early child marriages. So let's head over to that conversation to hear what Honorable Mnyoni had to say.
Siyala khonoko ukuthi umuntu ongubaba athathe umntwana ayikhona intombazana umntwana amenze umfazi abe semfihla angamhambisi lesibhedlela azathi akuzwakale ngaye esefile khonoko I think is criminal akulasintu akulabuntu Agula bu Kristu, agula ngicho umuntu onobuntu ongakuvuma khonoko. So ke mina lami njengo minister we women affairs ngithi mina this should be condemned in no uncertain terms. Amantombazana, a girl child, kabavunyelwe baphiwe indawo yabo bakhule bonjakale ngoba yinhlanyelo yabo mama. Lapha singagcini amantombazana ngobuntu la ngesimilo la ngomthetho oqondileyo okutsho ukuthi sihlanyela nhlanyelo bani ezaba ngumama kusasa. Njengabo mama athi lapho sithi simile sishaya ngenduku phansi ukuthi noma singaziphathi nduku kakucithe lokho.
Uhulumende engaba lamandla yini wokuthi akuqede du njengoba sibona ukuthi isikhathi esiningi kwenzakala ekusithekeni?
Sile mthetho njengama-members of parliament, a marriage act, uyala ukuthi umntwana o less than 18 years endliswe. Njengoba umuntu thina njengama-members of parliament sesiqedile okwethu, then sesisuka khonapho ama-police are the reinforcement agents. So kumele ukuthi babe leshu ukuthi umthetho lwana ulandelwe. Lama courts babe leqiniso ukuthi umuntu okwenzileyo lokho uyajeziswa. But ngaphandle kwakhonoko kukhona okuthiwa yi-civil responsibility. Okumele ukuthi sonke then njengabantu sikwale, sikwenyanye, singakufumi. Lamabandla akwazi ukuthi lapha bekwenza bayabotshwa. Singabona izinto ezinjalo sizimangale.
So you are hearing that what Honorable Thembi Sonyoni had to say, that speaking very vocally against early child marriages, and said that government is doing everything within its power to ensure that this comes to an end. Now, experts say the biggest hindrances faced by the girl child when it comes to being married off early is her education. With that in mind, I reached out to Lorraine Rujitso, an educator within Zimbabwe's rural communities. Lorraine kicks off our conversation by talking more about what comes to mind for her when we talk about early child marriages. Let's hear that conversation that I had with Lorraine via telephone.
First and foremost is infringement of the girl child and their rights and poverty, because it seems like that's usually the driving force behind most girls being married off at a very early age. Because it seems like most of the children, most of the girls that are affected are those in the rural areas and in poverty stricken areas also. So definitely that's what comes to mind first and foremost.
Now, one of the things we focused on, I remember I once had you on the program and we're talking about the impact of the COVID-19 pandemic, was this. Early child marriages was one of the things that really heightened as a result of the COVID-19 pandemic. Schools were closed, parents lost their jobs, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Now, seeing as though the country has reopened, you know, some people are back at work, schools are casually opened, would you say that early child marriages in Zimbabwe has decreased? Do you think there's been a change in that?
I'm really sorry to say that I haven't really noticed a significant change. Because unfortunately, especially with how COVID-19 it affected the education sector, most girls ended up getting pregnant, and there were a lot of teen pregnancies during that phase, and those in turn led to early child marriages. So it's unfortunate that because of the phase that we had during COVID-19, as much as we are trying to regain some level of normalcy, we are a bit far off from actually gaining that normalcy. So there are still quite a few cases of early child marriages, and it's safe to say they are still on the rise. It's really with the most areas trying to regain some sort of normal in terms of earning and the economy as it is, it seems like the level of poverty is getting worse, and hence forcing most parents end up forcing their children into marriages for either security reasons or just to gain some level of financial profit from them.
Mm-hmm. Now, what exactly are you guys seeing in the school with regards to the number of, girl child participation? Is it still the same? Is it decreasing? What are you seeing in schools?
It's slightly, I can't say it's really decreasing or increasing, because it's still, statistic-wise, it's still one in almost one in three girls, one in every three girls is getting married off before reaching the age of 18. So the numbers, there hasn't been really a significant change. And with the current flows right now, at least the repercussions are there if someone marries off a child at an early age. But with our society and the community at large, there is still a lot that's lacking in terms of educating people and giving them awareness on the right steps to take. Because you see, it's a case of people covering for each other. As much as it's being done and people know that it's being done, most people are not taking the corrective measures or the correct action to safeguard these children that are being married off. So there isn't been really much of a significant change, either increasing or decreasing. It's more like it's just continuing as it was, unfortunately.
Mm-hmm. Now, I want to stick to what you highlighted there, which is the role that society plays. I always say to people, yes, we turn to government because government are the people we elect to lead us. Yeah. However, as a society still has a role in terms of empowering the nation at large. So speaking of early child marriages, what role do you think society should be playing when it comes to bringing an end to early child marriages?
I remember they're saying that it takes a village to raise a child, and the society and community at large needs to start taking up its role of being a village and making sure that when they see that a wrong is being done in terms of these young girls being married off, they need to start playing a role, and this role can be as simple as sitting down with the parents and educating them. Because it's unfortunate, some of these parents think that marrying off a child is going to be their way out of poverty. And at the end of the day, there are so many ways poverty can be kept apart from marrying off a child. So as a society, as a community, it's supposed to be upon each and every single individual taking it upon themselves to educate the parents, more like policing the parents as a community and not wait for the law enforcers to come and do the job that we want them to do. And yet we all know the task they're supposed to be playing.
Mm-hmm.
So I think, first of all, yeah, that's what we need to be playing as a community. Mm-hmm. Enlightenment.
Now,
it's really crucial.
Now, you know, and I like the fact that you're also a rural, someone who works within the rural communities of Zimbabwe. We have seen some traditional chiefs actually step up and speak against early child marriages. And they are calling upon government to intensify their attempts towards educating young people and parents on the issue itself. What more do you think that chiefs could play towards curbing this, especially in Zimbabwe's rural communities?
I remember reading somewhere that usually most in the highest numbers of children being married off are in those, in terms of religion, where people consider themselves to be traditional, religion-wise. And usually chiefs are at the height of religion, in terms of traditional religion and so forth. So it's just to start from the grassroots, with these chiefs telling their subjects and the people in their areas the importance of educating the girl child first and foremost, and also the importance of just giving them time to grow and mature. Because you discover it's lack of knowledge and wisdom on their part. So if the chiefs can now take it upon themselves to speak to their subjects on not only taking measures after the fact, but also acting beforehand, educating the parents, giving them the tools they need to empower themselves in the society, in the community, and thereby even giving them insight on the best ways that their children can enlighten their lives or brighten their future and their lives without just being married off at a tender age.
Mm-hmm.
So I think the role can play is educating their subjects first and foremost. Maybe I rushed education because I'm an educator,
mm-hmm.
but basically that's what happens. I think it's a way to remove a certain mindset from people. You see, it's the best way to move it.
Okay.
Now, I think I've answered you well, babe.
Yes, you did. Yes, you did. You answered perfectly. I've spoken to other activists, youth activists, who really are of the opinion that if we, start adding more sexual reproduction education within our primary schools, within our secondary schools, this could lead to the end of early child marriages. What do you think about that as an educator?
qualified through, because these decisions that have been made and the actions that have been taken are because they lack the actual knowledge. So if we allow any, if we allow sexual reproduction to be one of the main topics that is what, especially at the tender age, we are giving the children awareness on taking care of themselves and their body, so that they know that even if the parents come to them and they're talking about the concept of early child marriages, they themselves should be aware that their bodies are not set up for it. They need time to grow, they have to mature, and for that to happen, they need to get awareness.
One thing I'm really curious about is, I guess, what you think government could do more. As we speak, government says they've set up task forces that are supposed to help with this. There's the they've got empowerment and educational programs that are running across the country. What more do you think government can do towards curbing early child marriages?
I think dealing with early child marriages is more like dealing with the symptoms of an illness, but not necessarily dealing with the cause of the illness. So I think the government should try by all means to keep the actual reasons why children are being married off, one of them being poverty. So instead of dealing with early child marriages after they've relocated, or trying to find ways of dealing with them when they're about to relocate, I think it starts with keeping poverty in rural communities, empowering the people in rural communities, ensuring that they've got a sustainable source of livelihood, showing them that especially in this era that we are living, there's so much more to life than just expecting a girl child to get to a certain age and then marry them off. So first and foremost, deal with the causative agent, which I think is poverty in most scenarios, and then try by all means to deal with educating these parents and then the children themselves, sexual reproductive health. They've been trying, and it's good to acknowledge when something good has been done, and the effort can be seen, but definitely the grassroots, the problems that are causing this to be dealt with.
Hey, Lori, I'm going to say, Saka ntiudzeiwo sevarairidzi kurodzwa kwevanasikana kurukanganisa sei dzidzo dzevanasikana munyika.
Kazhinji kana munhu akurumidza kurodzwa kana kuti kana atanga imba achiri mwana mudiki, unoona kuti mwanogona kubva atadza kana kunyora bvunzo dzake dzegrade 7, mumwe anotadza kana kutozonyora bvunzo dzake dzeO level. Kuburikidza nazvo matotapudza mukana wemwanasikana kuti azokwanisa kuzviwanira basa nokwanisa kuraramisa mhuri yamamutangisa achiri mudiki, nekuti ramangwana rizivikanwe, hamuzoti anokwanisa kuzochengeta mhuri iyoyo ndiani. Saka matotanga matotapudza mukana wekuti mwanasikana akwanise kuzviwanira basa, nokwanisa kuzomuraramisa iye nyange kumuraramisa nemhuri yaanayo. Uyezve kudzidza chaiko kumwanasikana kunogona kuita zvinhu zvihombe, kusimudzira nyika kana kusimudzira rudzi kana kusimudzira mhuri chaiyo, nekuti dzidzo pachayo yakakosha. Saka kana matokurumidza kurodza mwana, matotapudza mega mukana wekuona chipo chichabuda.
Zvii zvingaitwa nevagari munyika mukuona kuti dambudziko iri rekurodzwa kwevanasikana ringapera nekukasika?
Makatarisa imi, mwana anofanira kunge asiri mwana wanyakutumbura bedzi, anofanira kunge ari mwana wevanhu vese vakatikomberedza. Chirova kuti basa rekurera ibasa rinofanira kunge riri mumaoko remunhu wese anenge achinzi mubereki munharaunda. Saka vakakomberedza vagari vemunzvimbo vakakwanisa kuita pfungwa idzozvo dzekurangarira kuti mwana uyo wavari kusiya achirodzwa, wavari kusiya achienda, of course haasi mwana wavo, asi mwana iyeye anga nekodzero yekusimudzira upenyu hwavo kuburikidzana nesimudziro yanga achazoita kunyika, kuburikidza nekudzidza kwaanenge aita, kana kuti nekuwana mukana wekukura nekuziva kuti chii chaangaite, chipo chake chii chaangakwanise kuita kuti asimudzire nzvimbo yake, zvakangodaro daro. Vanhu ivo vakaita pfungwa iyoyo vanokwanisa kubatsirikana, kunyanya nevabereki vacho vari kuita tsika yekurodza vana vachiri vadiki, nekuti ndoona zvimwe zvivindi zvinowanikwa nevabereki vainyaya kuti vakava kumbiridza vacho vanokwanisa kugara navo pasi vachivatsura vachivaonesa nekuvajekesera havasiita basa iroro dzimweni dzenguva munogona kufunga kuti havasi kuziva mutemo pamwanenge vasingatiiza mutemo yacho saka rabasa revari munharaunda vakakomberedzwa vagare pasi navabereki vavaonese kuti aiwa imimi panzvimbo yekuti muroodze mwana uyu achiri mudiki kudai so mupei mukana wekukura mupei mukana wekumboenda kuchikoro kana mamupa mukana womumupa mukana wekuzosarudza kana asvika padziro rekuti aada kuroorwa vavaonesezve kuti kuendesa mwana achiri mudiki dzimweni dzenguva muri kuisa mwana mukana wameshumba hamusi kuziziva kuti upenyu hwako uchange ukamira sei munogona kunge fungwa kuti manatsa imi matorasirira mwana mwana akutonotambudzwa akunobatwa senhapwa kune imwe mhuri yemamusiya achienda saka ndinoona sekuti inini vakakomberedza vakazvitora ivo sevanhu vari kuziva kuti mitemo yavari kuisiya vari kupiwa ka ndovakaigarira pasi vakabvuma tichava bumbiro remitemo yedu isu vanhu ngavasvipe basa iroro rekuti mitemo isangomirira mapurisa kuti auye kuzotsinira mitemo ivo pachavo ngavatsinire mitemo iyo nekuudzana pavanenge vagere mungamenge mumakereke pavanenge vagere kunyange pari pamatare pavanenge vagere kunyange kuri kuzvibhorani vachera mvura ngavaudzane nekutsuurana nekujekeserana kuti aa kuendesa mwana achiri mwana mudiki haisiriwa nzira kana iri nzira yekukunda nhamo dzakawandisa nzira dzacho mukore uno kwete kuroodza mwana achiri mwana mudiki utano hwake munenge mahwoisa panjodzi njere dzake asadzi anyatsokura mupei mukana wekukura ngavaudzane munzvimbo dzakasiyana siyana idzodzo ndoona sekuti vakatanga vachidaroka tokwanisa kuchitanga kutarisa kuti tamunzira yekubatsirana kutanga nevabereki vacho vari kukurudzira zvinhu zvakadaro tichidzika kunyange kuvana vacho kuvajekesera nekuvazarura njere dzavo
aiwa Lauren nguva ndiyo yadyanana ndanchikumbira kuti mutipete hurukuru yedu kandai mashoko enyu ekupedzisira kune vateereri
mukupeta hurukuru yedu Mike ndoda kukutenda nemukana wakadai wawandipa iyezve ndichida kutenda nekuona kwako nechiono chako nekuisa nyaya yakadai pachena pfungwa dzangu ndichipedza ndinoda kukurudzira wese anganga akateerera hazvinei kuti uri mudiki watikurei wabvazera mune munhu ibasa redu isusu kuudzana nekutsuurana zvatiri kukura nekuti chinoitika zvinhu zvamugona chiramba chidzokorodzeka izvi hazvina kutanga nhasi vari kuzvitei vava vakambenge vari vana vadikiwo vakatombenge vachito munzwa vanyedzi uti kuri kuroodzwa vana vachitotaurawo mupfungwa dzavo pamusana penyaya idzodzo asi makumuka nhasi ndo vamwe chete vakudzokorodza nyaya iyoyo kuramba tichidzokorodza humwe hunhu ndoona sekuti dambudziko rokuya patiri tese sevanhu vakakomberedzana ngatiedze kubatsirana nekukuudzana munzira dzine kukurudzira kutyira mutemo nekusimbisa mutemo pamusoro pezvo nzira dzine kukurudzira kuchengetedza marights kodzero dzevana dzevanasikana kunyange dzevana komana dzemwana wega wega ngatimupei mukana wekukura mwana ngatimupei mukana wekuita zvido zvemwoyo wake tione kuti hatina kwatinoenda here kwakajeka semhuri sevanhu sedzinza senyika mumboona timbozviedzai ngatimbozviedzai tione kuti hazvibudirire here kwete kumhanyira kuti kana nhamo yapinda mba ngatiroodzei mwana kana nhamo yapinda mba ngaangoenda kana mwana anonoka kudzoka kumba makutoti ngaadzokere kwaanga ari makumanikidzira vanhu kuti vachigumisa upenyu hwavaite mashortcuts kuupenyu hwekuti dai mambo vapa mukana vainyatsokura zvakanaka kusvika panzvimbo yavanofanira kusvika saka kupedza ndinongoti inini ngative nenjere dzine chiono chekumberi tisamhanyiriro kungotarisa zviri padhuze tisamhanyiriro da kupedza nhamo yanhasi tisingazivi kuti mangwana mwana wataendesa uyu takamusiya achiwana mukana wekunyatsokura anogona kutotozipedzera nhamo yedu zvachose pande kungoipedza zvenguva diki diki zvekuti tapiwa mombe taroodza tapiwa mari tozodii ramangwana racho
ongenayo manje usandokutha ingxoxo phakathi kwami lo uLauren Ruzizo umbalisi ophila emaphandleni namhlanje kuhlelo sihlaziya udaba lokwendiswa kwabantwana amantombazana yena uRuzizo umbalisi osemaphandleni uyasho ngempela ukuthi Pants in Aluluta about the high for everybody that is practicing early child marriages, they are from Belutai, Pants in Aluluta, Balogu, Luguendiswa, Ubamanto Bazana, we are from Jaluzi. Kanyangani utabalo lwendi so kumanto mbazana lupambanisa impilo zabanda pa supplier abanengi elizweni njalo yenu loren ukutazu mpagatu wongu asuume asebenze ndawonye upeta lulutubo ngestangi pangi lukubona njani siluganda papala nimi mbono yenu kukasilechu ele Facebook sikona njalo isikona kukasilechu gu VOA Ndebele sikona njalo gu VOA Studio 7 danye la gu VOA Shona. Now, once again, Muriel Zimbabwe, thank you so much to Lorraine Ruzizo for that conversation. What are your thoughts? Let us know your thoughts there, Muriel Zimbabwe, as we speak. We're broadcasting on our Facebook pages, VOA Shana, VOA Ndebele, and of course, VOA Studio 7. And also remember that this is a pre-recorded broadcast, so you, our loyal listeners, will not be able to call in live. However, we still see your feedback, and of course, we still continue urging you to share the program with your numbers. Now, speaking of government and how it is addressing the early child marriages, we recently reached out to Honorable Paul Mavima, who is Zimbabwe's Minister of Public Service, Labor and Social Welfare, to hear more about what his ministry is doing to address early child marriages. So let's hear more from Honorable Paul Mavima in a short voice note that he sent us as he responded to that question.
Panya dzekurodzwa kwevana vachiri vadiki inyaya dzekuti mhuri dzinenge dzichiwirirana uye kune vamwe vakaita semachechi chinenge chichingoitwa pakati pemamembers echechi iyoyo asi zvisingazobude kunzeoko kuti zvakamira sei patinongonzwa chete kuti paita nyaya yakaita seiyoyo vanhu vesocial development vanoenda kunotarisa voona kuti zvakamira sei kazhinji vanopedzisira vachibvisa vana vachivaisa mumainstitutions edu atinoti places of safety.
Well, Muriel Zimbabwe, you're hearing there from Honorable Paul Mavima speaking on how his ministry is addressing early child marriages. Now, let us head over to a conversation that I had with Unshansha Moyo. Now, Unshansha is another young person, a youth rights activist who speaks against early child marriages. Let's hear what Unshansha has to say about how early child marriages is impacting the youth of the nation.
Yeah, well, I'm uchinjo solo bekhona nje kodwa olunyana kakhulu ukuthi sinyeke thina sithi siyathaba kakhulu njengabantu abasebenza labantwana abangamankazana nxa sikhangelisisa kude lindaba Mike ngokugcweleyo ingani indaba nje esiphonga ukuthi esiziphelele nje kungazwakalanga kakhulu ukuthi kuyini okungenzakala ngayo. Umphakathi usukumile kakhulu endabeni zebulenjini lezi waphakama wathi wona hayi lokhu kubi sifuna ukubona kusiba lo tshintsho olwenzakalayo kodwa yinto nje ethethe amaviki amabili amathathu kwabe nje sokungani hayi sokudlulile sokulandele okunye esithi thina sokutrenda okunye indaba kamathaya isingathi nje siphelele emoyeni kanjalo ngokubona kwethu
ngaphandle komsebenzi kahulumeni ukuqeda lolu dubo uZulu yena ngokwakhe kumele ayenzele ukusiza uhulumeni ukuthi udubo luphele.
Yabonga Mike, uZulu nguye kakhulu olomlando ozwayo endabeni lezi ngoba indaba lezi azenzakali eParliament. Indaba lezi azenzakali e-Gender Commission. Indaba lezi zenzakala emphakathini. Indaba lezi zenzakala ezigabeni, zenzakala komakhelwane, zenzakala emalokishini esikiyo. So kuqakathekile ukuthi umphakathi ube kwazi ukuthi hayi nxa kusenzakala komakhelwane la kuwe sokungayeqela kusasa sokungakuhlupha so asisukumenini sithi nxa sibone kukhona okwenzakalayo asazini ukuthi siyazisa bomthetho ukuthi hayi lokukhona lokho sokusenzakala lapha abomthetho yibo asebe ngayenza umsebenzi wabo ukuthi baphenye ngendaba lezi bavophe nxa bebopha badlulise njalo badlulisele emthethweni abantu okumele banjani badlulisele emthethweni. So mina ngithi ungabona khuluma ungathuli ungacathi kweyakho indlu ngoba kuwe lakusasa somlilo sungavuka uwakho umuzi.
Isikhathi sesesidliwe ngumangoye nhlanhlabe ngicela ukuthi uphosele amazwi okugcina.
Ngiyabonga Mike. Engingathi mina ngikuthakazelele kakhulu yikuthi njengomphakathi kumele sisukume sime siqine ngokulandelela indaba lezi zize ziyephela esithi thina esikhiweni yi-follow through. Ngoba singasukuma kwamaviki amabili amathathu siqeda lapho sizithulele kungakabi lotshintsho olwenzakalayo. Ziyabe zilokhu zisukuma njalo azipheli kuphela kunjalo kuza vuka kusasa sokungumntwana esimthakazelelayo kumbe sokungumntwana esimthandayo kade simkhalele ukuthi hayi lowu wengxenye uzayenza lokhu lalokhu lalokhu kodwa ngenxa yokuthi bekungumntwana womunye umuntu okhatshana sibukekelile sathi hayi ngokwabo labo kibo khonale kodwa hayi nxa sikulokhu esikwekelela kuyabuya kithi.
Kune munhu wese muri yeZimbabwe ari kupinda muchirongwa tinotenda zvikurusa tinomutamuchira ipano pachirongwa chedu chero chidiki cheLife Talk The Connection muine ni Mike Hove kana muri kupinda izvezvi mabva ku you just missed hurukuro yandakaita navanhlanhla mwoyo wechidiki anorora kodzerodzo wechidiki munyika vamwoyo vari kuti aiwa pasi nenyaya yekurodzwa kwevanasikana hanzi izvi zviri kukanganisa upenyu hwevana vechidiki vakati wandei munyika uyezve vanoti aiwa vagari vose munyika sezvambotaurwawo ka namuzvare Lorraine Ruzidzo murayiridzi munyika kumaruwa uko vari kuti aiwa hanzi munhu wese anofanira kutora matanho mukupedza dambudziko iri hanzi nava moyo. If you see something, say something. Ndiwoka mamwe masentiments angachipaswa nava moyo vachikurudzira vagari vose hanzi aiwa ukanzwa kuti pane zviri kuitwa munharaunda yako uko vechidiki kana kuti vanasikana vari kurodzwa hanzi aiwa enda kumapurisa onovaudza kuti aiwa pane zviri kuitika nekuti kunenge kuri kutombunyikidza kodzero dzevanasikana munyika. So those are some of the sentiments that pass by in Shansha Moyo. If you see something, say something. That's pretty much the message that he was passing there as he was echoing the sentiments passed by Lorraine Ruzidzo, urging all citizens to play an active role in bringing an end to early child marriages. Now, I also reached out to Cherry Odzobo of the Platform for Youth and Community Development. Now, this is a youth empowerment organization that works in Chipinge. So let us hear what Cherry had to say in a conversation I had with her via telephone.
Thank you so much, Komamaneke. Every child marriage is these days on the rise because katasa kwedu kwatinoshandira kwatinooperatira kuno kuchipinge nyaya dzema early marriages dzakakura zvisingaiti Komamaneke zvekuti even maparents are supporting zvekuti mwana akaroorwa ine kana 13 zvapedza zvekutorodza mwana akutobvisirwa pfuma saka nyaya dzema early marriage dzakakurisa kuno kukosvika.
What exactly is making it so high? Zvi zviri kuita kuti nyaya dzisiendere mberi dzichikwira.
Chimwe chinoitika mukopa Mike ndechekuti vamwe vana inyaya yekushaya fees. They are failing kuenda kuchikoro because vari kushaya school fees. So akagara pamba mwana anoita end up akungoona as his marriage ndo only chinhu chaanokwanisa kungoita because kuchikoro and also nenyaya dzekuti vana vava mumadrugs tereki saka pashaa arepewa kana kuti atova nenhumbu zvomupa futi kuti aende kunoroorwa bose vabereka vakwanisi kutambira mwana kana ane nhumbu anongangoti ngangodi ngangoenda kune munhu akamupa nhumbu yacho Then you pan in yet a good cinema again zingo at my diaspora orphans. Vane Vaderik Vanku South Africa. Problem repeat can look Vaderik one and South Africa. I was to see another in a K. I was to see another in the moon Kura Ninka Chivatarisa. Oh but you must almost see all them vana shit. So I never know a controller. So sometimes they end up with Nyayatis Republicans or
So now tell me something, Cherio. At the height of the COVID-19 pandemic, Papa Nima lockdowns me because that's when we heard Kuti Nyadi early child marriages Zaga Kuira Zaganya Mika. We see schools have reopened. Do you think that early anything has changed there, or does it still continue in the country? Now, Cherio, since the death of Anna Machaya, we have seen several different leaders, for example, my traditional leaders, speaking up against early child marriages. You know, we've also seen government itself intensifying attempts and also parents about the rights of the girl child. How helpful do you think this has been?
Yeah, it's about, I think if we take this serious, it's not going to go achieve early marriages because my churches, I think ignorance. You see, from my natural, we see things as normal. Someone is just really normal because even in my traditional courts,
Now, Chicharisa, like, of course, I always say government has a role in terms of serving the people. As the isu, we also have a role in terms of empowering. When we talk about the girl child, what do you think can be done by citizens within the communities to ensure early child marriages comes to an end? What can be done in our communities?
Okay. First thing, as you know, our community is highly patriarchal, and
Now to go back, says when that boy child, chiefs, chiefs Iowa, passing early child marriages. Says when who else can reinforce that idea? Mukusimuzira vanaska na mnyika kuto nyai early child marriages ipere.
Mono kana aka tandira pfuma yemwana rechikofi yes
Now, as we wrap up here, Cherio, I want to focus on government. Now, government has put out several laws that condemn early child marriages. They've also established several different task force that encourage the ending of early child marriages. Asisez wabataura ka nyai irku endrambeli, chungwe endrambeli, chungwe endrambeli. What more do you think government can do to ensure kuti nyai inopera?
I think
Well, that was our Cherio Zobo of the Platform for Youth and Community Development in Chipinge, echoing sentiments passed by both Nhlanhla Moyo and, of course, Lorraine Ruzizo on the role that society needs to play towards addressing early child marriages. But now, early child marriages is not a pandemic that's only impacting Zimbabwean youth. This is something that's happening across the globe, and especially in Africa. Now, other African nations are attempting towards curbing our early child marriages by empowering women. With that in mind, let us head over to a VOA correspondent, Mr. Kidzeka, Edwin Kidzeka, who has a package in Cameroon whereby he highlights what Cameroonians are doing towards curbing early child marriages.
Fadimadu Adamu's parents 2 years ago arranged her marriage as a 16-year-old to a man more than twice her age. Her husband often beat her, says Adamu, until she was rescued by the region's first female chiefs.
I was suffering there. I didn't even have enough to eat. It was Aja Kaigama who gave money to my older sister, Aisatu, who came to take me back here.
Cameroon's councils of traditional rulers or chiefs are customarily men. But in the last 2 years, 11 women like Aja Kaigama Seidu have been appointed as deputy chiefs, while they are still under the direction of a higher-ranking male chief. The female chiefs say the new role means they can do more to help women.
Our work with the women, we explain to them how they can go through us to express their needs at the level of the chiefdom, to denounce violence against women. They have problems that they cannot express to men. It is through us that they easily express their needs.
The UN's Children's Fund says while more than a third of Cameroonian girls are married before the age of 18, and miss out on school, the rate jumps to 60% in the country's north. Student Aisatu Chanigi got pregnant when she was 15 years old. Her parents wanted to pull her out of school and marry her off, but the women chiefs convinced them otherwise.
They came to talk with them, to convince them that even if I have a child, my parents do not abandon me. I have the right, I have every chance in the world to succeed.
It took 4 years of lobbying by the Association of Women and Girls of the Adamawa region, AFADA, to get the chiefdoms to agree to open to women. AFADA says Cameroon's female chiefs have helped hundreds of women and girls in cases of gender-based violence and accessing health care and education.
In the villages where we now have women chiefs, the feedback we have received from the schools is that the enrollment rate of young girls has increased by 40% for this school year.
Afada says they will continue to push for more women chiefs to reduce Cameroon's gender inequalities. For Anne Zwanke in Mokolo, Cameroon, Moki, Edwin Kinzeka, for VOA News.
That was a report there produced by VOA, by Edwin Kinzeka, talking about how Cameroon is addressing early child marriages. Muri Zimbabwe sesiyafika emaphethelweni ohlelo lwethu thawe kushika kumagumo ejonga chelucha nasi Muri Zimbabwe. We're reaching the tail end of our program. Now, as we wrap up, I have some news that I need to share with you, our loyal listeners, you abalandeli bethu. Now, for those that follow me on social media, I'm sure sometime last year, towards around November, you saw a notice that I put up on my son's social media where I highlighted that I am officially part of the English to Africa division. So I'm not necessarily an active participant under Studio 7. The whole continent I now work for the English to Africa division. However, in that notice, I did mention that I would be continuing hosting this program, which is what I've been doing over the past couple of months. But now, unfortunately, Muria Zimbabwe, it brings me sadness, but also joy to mention that this here is going to be our last program together, Muria Zimbabwe, after such an amazing ride together over the past couple of years. Tonight is going to be my last show as the host of Live Talk, The Connection. I mentioned that this brings me sadness because this comes to an end of an amazing journey that we've had together as the host, but I'm still part of the VOA family. Now, it also brings me joy to know that I'm leaving you all in safe hands. I'm going to be returning the program effective next week. My predecessor, Untungameli Nkomo, is going to be back hosting this show, Live Talk, The Connection, once again starting next week. So once again, I'd like to take this opportunity, Muria Zimbabwe, to thank you all for the immense support that you've shown me over the past couple of years as host of Live Talk, The Connection. It's been nothing but a joyride, nothing but an amazing relationship that I've developed with you all. And as I mentioned, once again, I'm still part of the VOA family, Muria Zimbabwe, so I'm still here and you will still be seeing my face from time to time. It's just that I will not be an active host starting next week. So this is not the last time you'll hear from me. However, starting next week, Untungameli Nkomo will be back in the host chair of Lives of the Connection. So that's the important message that I had to share with you before we wrap up. Pano, Panepirini Re Studio 7, Pano, Pachirombachirichovichdiki. My time is up here in Muria Zimbabwe. I'd like to take an opportunity to thank all my guests that joined me, Nas Pachirombachirichovichdiki, and most importantly, you, our loyal listeners that are with me week in, week out. Thank you so much to everybody that I've tuned in via Facebook, YouTube, radio, and our website. If you're looking to chat with me, at @MikeHove_ is my Twitter and Instagram username, so you can catch me there. That way you'll get to see more of the work that I'm still doing within the Voice of America family. Let's meet another time. Pano Panefinyire Studio 7. Anokoneka ine mfaro. Ndine wenyu Mike Hove. Muri Zimbabwe. Bye-bye.